Blog Talk Radio.
She never answered. Hold up.
Over mommies and poppies, this is Yanni, your DJ and Dance Sucky with today's Dose of the Dime. I am happy that you guys are joining me here live on the Bachelor News Radio Network. And of course, you can get in, you can join in the fun, you can tune in by dialing 646-929-0130. Put in your comments, questions, and concerns. You can also join the fun by hitting us up on the bachelornews.airtime.pro. Also a good way that you can get involved and maybe ask some questions. We got a tough topic today, especially due to the holidays and things coming up. So we're going to kind of dive in. Last week, of course, I always want to give you a little bitty review. Last week we talked about the components of a healthy relationship and, you know, just how to, if you're in a relationship, how to continue to make it work. Or if you're struggling in your relationship, some things that maybe you can start adding to start to make it a little bit easier on you guys, okay? So the first part we talked about was obviously to decide. Decide that this is what you want. Decide that you're ready for a relationship. Decide that this partner is the one that you're going to give your, you know, your effort to. Because, of course, if you pick the wrong partner and you give that effort to this partner, you know, it's kind of in vain. So make sure that you decide that this is the person that you want to be with. Second part, of course, is communication. Communication is key. It is not, I mean, I cannot express that enough. We talked about the expert saying that 90 minutes, a 90-minute news report is what's kind of best for a relationship to kind of flourish. So we want to make sure that you can, you know what I mean by news report. You give them the low-down, dirty details about what's going on in the house. It's not anything about, oh, what's going on at work or what's going on with you. Because, of course, 90% of our arguments have more to do with what's going on with us than it is to do with what's going on with them. But, of course, we always get it backwards because they are the ones that we take it out on. A lot of projection going on. So definitely things that you want to sit down and talk about and express. Even the little minute things like Karen from HR said something crazy to me. Those types of things are things that you want to express, you know, because you can take it out on your partner. So the third one was building intimacy. This one is hugely important. A relationship is about loving the person that you with. You cannot have love without fun. You got to have fun. Date night is an absolute, has to be. Date night is a mandatory for all relationships. You got to have at least a date night once a week in order for it to continue to be a building block for you. Even if you're married and been married for 30 years, a date night once a week is going to greatly improve your relationship if you're not doing that already. And if you're just, you know, starting out, honeymoon phase is always good. We love a honeymoon phase. But so building intimacy, becoming a safe space for your partner, it is absolutely important that you are a safe space for your partner because, you know, where else do we put these things that we need to talk about? We have to put it in a place where we feel safe. And if you continue to bring things up that maybe they don't want to talk about, it's going to be a problem. So when they want to talk about it, you talk about it. But after that, you leave that alone. You don't even touch it again. It is what it is, okay? Showing love, being affectionate, that's something that you got to do. Knowing the love languages, knowing your love language and expressing that to your partner is important. And there are five love languages. We talked about that briefly. So there's giving gifts. There is acts of service. That's one of mine. Physical touch is also one of mine. Words of affirmation and quality time. Those are five love languages. And it's important that you know yours, but it's also important that you know theirs because if your love language is giving gifts and you're consistently giving gifts, but their love language is actually quality time, you're not putting in the effort that you think you are. it's going in vain. You're spending a lot of money and they're not feeling loved because their love language is quality time. They would rather just sit with you and hold hands versus get a bunch of gifts from you. So definitely you want to know their love language and you want to be able to express their love language with you, okay? Play fear and fight. Again, we talked about being in a safe space. If you are bringing up drama, if you are bringing up drama that they told you about in confidence that is a sore spot for them, is one of their buttons in an argument, you are no longer a safe space. If you are doing that, stop. And if you have done that in the past, and you're still together, apologize and continue to try and recreate that safe space because what happens is you lose trust. You lose trust. It's a real thing. So you guys want to make sure that you are being safe and being fair. Be fair in fights. No name calling, no disrespect. We talked about for real. It's not conflict that destroy a relationship. It is absolutely the disrespect that happens during a conflict. So do not be disrespectful. Try to be respectful to your mate. Pretend it's somebody you love. You know, there are no happy endings. Conflict will happen. You will not have a relationship without conflict. That is something that I kind of grew up on. It was a fallacy for me because my parents were really, really old-fashioned. And what I mean by that is they did not fight in front of me. They did not, they were not very affectionate in front of me. I remember having to sneak into the room just to see them kiss one time at Christmas time because they were very, very old-fashioned. There are things that you don't do in front of the children, and that's the way that they raised me. So with that being said, it became a problem for me because I thought if you fought that the relationship was over, like this is not my mate. We fought, so obviously we're not going to make it. And that's not the case. There are no fairy tale endings. And it unfortunately is you will have conflict because you're people and people are messy. But conflict helps you learn about yourself and what you're willing to put up with. It helps you learn about yourself and things that you might not know about yourself. I didn't realize how angry I could get until I got into an argument with my ex-husband. And it was astonishing some things that I had to find out about myself. And then you also learn about your partner, things that you wouldn't think that they would be able to do or things that you didn't even know about existed, like a trigger that maybe you kind of stumbled upon. So conflicts are actually helpful in a relationship if you are respectful about it and if you take the time to be mature and learn from them because you got to be mature and learn from them. If you don't, it's going to be a problem later. Again, got to fight fear, okay? So with that being said, those five little tips, and we talked about that last week, and if you want to pick that up, that show, you can go to thebachelor.airtime.pro, and that's where the repeats are going to be. You can pick them up there. You can also catch a couple of other shows. There's some really good shows on the Bachelor's Radio Network, and I really hope you guys check that out. And that's O-R. So definitely go to the website and check that out. But let's go move into today's topic. Today's topic actually came as a request from a friend of mine. Eric, I hope you're listening. So this week we're talking about family gatherings, specifically because we just had Thanksgiving. How fun. And it's about 3 weeks till Christmas. So if you are, most of us don't go away for the holidays. Most of us kind of stay in town and we have family in town. And if you're blessed enough to have family in town, this is some of the things that's going to relate to you. Having those family members that unfortunately jump on those buttons. So let's talk about it. Story time. So my friend decided to tell me a story about how she opened up her house for family to come over, and she opened it up for her entire family to come over, in fact. So a place where she pays the bills, you know, put the food on the table, et cetera, et cetera. And it was an older grandmother type of person that came to her house, and the grandmother hadn't seen her in years. And she said, "Oh, my gosh, you're big." And, of course, this is a hot topic for most women. Most women are very size conscious and to let it go. But the comments continued on through the night. She talked about, "Oh, my gosh, you're fat." And I guess the lady gave her a hug and says, oh, my God, you're breaking my bones. Like, I mean, just continuously going at her. And what do you do when someone that you love is coming for you in a way that, again, we talked about playing fair and love, but sometimes our family does not play fair. They know exactly. Okay, so there is a 12-step. In 12, you know, I'm a therapist, so I kind of study different forms of therapy. So in the 12-step program, we talk about family knows how to push buttons the best. And let me tell you why. Because they put those buttons there. Your family knows exactly what hurts you. Your family knows exactly where to go, what skeletons will drive you insane because they put them there or because they know about them or because they were with you. So understanding that and knowing that, yeah, family, dealing with family is a little different because I'm also understanding we don't choose our family. We choose our friends. And, you know, that's why it's easier to walk away from a friend that's being disrespectful and rude and toxic and ugly to us, or even a mate. It's easier to walk away from a mate just being ugly and rude and disrespectful and toxic than it is to walk away from a family member because our family members, I mean, you feel an allegiance to them because you grew up with them. And unfortunately, some of our people, we don't choose them. They're not very nice. They're just not, okay? So what I have was just some basic tips to get you through the holidays, this holiday season, okay? And if you have some more tips, I hope you share them in the comments below. Listen, I got to tell you, because there are things that you probably have dealt with that maybe I have not, and maybe you can list them yourself, okay? So number one, have realistic expectations. Your expectations have to be realistic as far as what it is that is going to happen. What do I mean by that? Listen, it doesn't matter if you are the perfect host, your house is immaculately clean. If grandma always has a fit when the turkey comes out, if she had a fit last year when the turkey came out and it wasn't golden brown, she's going to have a fit this year. If grandpa has two beers and he starts talking about John and how John ain't, you know what, then I promise you, after that first beer, you need to start watching because he's getting ready to sound, he's getting ready to go off. You can expect the things that you have already experienced. Do not sit for 1 second and think that people are you. They are not you. Even though you know it hurts your feelings and you're like, well, why would they say that to me? I didn't even say anything to them. They're not you. They don't understand it. These things that they do hurt your feelings, they only understand what they're coming from in their perspective. So please be aware that if your family does a certain thing, that more than likely they're going to do the same thing when you see them again. I'm sorry. So have those expectations as realistic as possible, okay? And decide what you really want, okay? People are messy. So what is it that you really want from this event? You want to go, you want to see family, you want to love on those people that may not be here next year, you want to see the new babies, you want to hug and kiss people that you love, right? Okay, and that love you. But do know, again, that sometimes we have to limit our time. So be realistic in what it is that be realistic in what it is that you have set up for yourself, and understand that once you've done that, and if their family is a real problem, leave. Do what you came to do and go. The longer you stay, the more you kind of set yourself up for it. So let's talk about the next tip number two, make a game plan. I need you to make a game plan. What are going to be your boundaries? What is going to be the things that's off limits for everyone to talk about? You need to be clear about it. And make a game plan about it. What are the topics that's going to send you over the roof, okay? If it's and we'll talk about that in a minute. Like, there are general topics that you just need to stay away from, period, okay? But that if Auntie always says, oh, my gosh, you're so big now, because trust me, I've always been this size. I've been a thick girl all my life, so I have heard it. But I always have a pre-recorded response for those people who love, oh, my gosh, she's so thick and plump. Oh, my goodness, you must be eating well. You know what? And this is my pre-recorded response. I'm going to take that as a compliment. It's more of me to love. Have those pre-recorded responses because you know it's coming. You know it's coming. And it's sad to say that we can't expect, we should be able to expect people to grow, but the reality is that unless people are working on themselves, they're not going to grow and they're not going to change, especially those older people that are set in their ways. Does that make sense? Okay. People, especially older people, when they are set in their ways, they don't realize how much damage that they do. So sometimes it is just better for you to take the high road. And like my poor friend, as opposed to having a conversation with this person, she just left. She just left her own house. She left her own house. And I don't blame her. Back to the tips, having a game plan. Decide how you will deal with those, you know, off no-touching topics. Change the subject. That's one way to do it. Oh, nicely leave the situation like, oh, girl, I had to take something out the oven, and leave the situation and walk away, especially with older family members, because if you walk away abruptly, you know that's going to cause more drama. That's the truth. Team up. Grab a friend, grab a spouse, grab a family member that knows what's going on. You brief them ahead of time and have a game plan. Hey, if they bring this up, steal me away. Or if they bring this up, talk about something stupid. Do have a game plan, have a teammate, have a person that you can that has your back so that when you get into these situations that you can exit with grace, okay? They can step in, they can change the subject and derail the conversation. That's a wonderful thing to do. You know, and you can always ask questions. So, oh, my God, you're so fat. Grandma, how was that gift? You just said that hip replaced, right? Don't do the clap back. I know we joke about that, and there's like a list of jokes on my page. Do not do the clap back, especially with older relatives. I know you want to, but it will not go as well as you think. It's going to be funny for like 2 seconds to you, and your cousins are going to big up you, but then you're going to be in trouble with mom. That's the truth. So my father used to say for conversation that there are three things that you don't talk about in mixed company, and I do mean family when I say mixed company. You don't talk about your money, where you're putting your money, investing, your jobs, how much you're getting paid. You don't talk about your money. You don't talk about religion, especially in a mixed company household, because not everybody believes the same way. Even Christians do not believe the same way. I have my biological, everybody knows I'm adopted, but in my biological family, I have a Baptist and a Southern Baptist, and they argue all the time about women behind the pulpit and going to hell and everything else. Religion is just not a subject that you should broach during Thanksgiving dinner or during Christmas dinner. It's just not, okay? Because even if you're the same religion, sometimes you still don't agree. It is what it is. And then the last one, of course, is politics. In the heat of what's been going on, I mean, especially in mixed company, you want to be sure that you're very clear about what it is that you're saying at the dinner table, okay? I do want to take a minute right there, because we have some more stuff to talk about, and I'm going to pay the man. We do have Feature Album Friday coming up, and this week, oh, my gosh, I don't know if you know about Feature Album Friday, but Feature Album Friday is 30 minutes of one artist, and they play the whole discography, right? And it's going to be Babyface, like the king of croon. Listen, Babyface was the man back in the day. Interesting. You can catch this at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time at thebachelornews.airtime.pro or 6:30 Central Standard Time. And again, it's just 30 minutes of Babyface. So if you are a Babyface fan, tune in, gear up, make it happen. These are wonderful things, okay? Also, on the Bachelor News Radio Network, we also have Whisper Softly. So if you like a quiet storm type of feel, a type of lay down, huggle up with your baby, and feel good with some hot chocolate. This is coffee, but hot chocolate. Definitely Whisper Softly is a quiet storm type of mellow, madness, magical journey into soulful crooning that will send you into elations of sensual bliss. So definitely tune in. That's going to be Sunday through Friday, not only 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in for that. Those are fun things that you can catch, and I hope that you do, okay? So let's move back. So I told you what my daddy said. Let me tell you what the experts say. All right, the experts say that in addition to don't bring up money, don't bring up religion, definitely don't bring up politics, do not bring up the past. Now is not the time. Now is not the time to talk or vent or have that discussion about why you were always mom's favorite. This is not the time. And when these discussions come up, you need to change the subject or walk away because there's not going to be a conclusion. I promise you the argument that happens is going to be the same argument they had 2 years ago. Not the time to bring it up. The past is the past. What can we do today? Change the subject. All right. The next thing will be personal matters. And this is important because not everybody's doing good in this post-quarantine COVID era. Not everybody's doing good. Some people are stuck. Some people are struggling. So if you have bomb things going on in your life, this is not the time to talk about it. Make the conversation general. This is about family. This is not about you. You do that. And I hate to be this way, but I'm going to say it very clearly. You need to do that with your friends. Your friends are the people that you pick normally, hopefully. You pick people that big up you when you have an accomplishment. Those are the types of things, your personal things, are the things that you discuss with friends. Unless there's a major situation going on, like I got married, I got divorced, I'm having a baby. That's it. And even those can be pretty, depending on who's in the room. Because say sister Mary just had a miscarriage. Or there was a stillborn. Even those subjects are eh. So even though you do want to let your family know what's going on, the personal things that you got going on, that's also for friends. But unless it's a grand, big announcement, it shouldn't be during this family time. Family time is for everybody else. It's definitely not for personal things. And definitely, because you know we all have narcissistic, not necessarily people, but people with narcissistic traits in your family that like to start drama. So make sure that if you're dealing with one of those people that's the main person that starts the drama, you want to be like, hey, you want to gray rock them. So for those of you who have not tuned into my show before, gray rocking is a tactic that we use with people with narcissistic personality disorder. And it literally is what it says. You are a gray rock. You are boring. When they starting, hey, girl, heard you was looking for a new job. I know you didn't like that job. Then you hate the people up there, don't you? They're trying to start drama. They're trying to get information. They're trying to pick and pull so that they can sabotage you and set you up. No, it's time for me to go. No personal information. Leave no details. Be as boring as you can be. And especially if you know that's the person that starts the drama. So it'll be as boring as you can be. And so definitely that's going to help you stay out of the rumor mill with your family because you know there's always a rumor mill with the family. Okay? Definitely don't take the bait and just smile and nod and don't give any information or any emotion when they start to press those buttons because remember, guess what? More than likely they put them there. Okay. And I'm going to leave you with so there's two more tips I'm going to talk about. One, fire water starts fires. So for those of you who do not know what fire water is, alcohol, sugar, caffeine, drugs, these unfortunately increase negative reactions. These unfortunately give people decrease your inhibitions. So things that you would not normally talk about, you do. Things you would not normally do, you do. Because you have the caffeine, you have the sugar, you have the alcohol going and everything else. And you get real comfortable in spaces that you do not. And again, I talked about this before, but if Auntie Carol gets lit and starts causing problems after two beers, you need to start limiting stuff when she starts hitting that first one. Because that's what's going to go on, all right? You have realistic expectations, okay? Think about having an alcohol-free, yeah, it's going to be boring, but think about having an alcohol-free party if you're going to have one, or think about not drinking at all there and wait till you get home, okay? So you might need one when you get home. We're going to talk. last one, the truth is that only you, the only person you can control is yourself, okay? You cannot change who they are. You cannot change what it is that they're going to talk to you about. You cannot change how it is that they react to you. The only person that you can change or control is yourself. You can control your reactions to them, okay? And how you respond. Those are the things that you can control. So if you want it to go easy, let's make it easy. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fuss. You don't have to. I know sometimes our feelings get hurt, and we want to, you know, sometimes we can't excuse what's going on. And in those cases, you do know that that's a toxic family member, and you want to try to steer clear of them. If you see them coming, leave out the room, go the other direction. It's easy. I mean, it's not easy. I apologize. It's not easy, but it gets easier once you get into the practice of knowing that I cannot be in the same conversation with you because I know you're going to say something that's going to make me upset. So I'm going to protect me and you. I move around. Real talk. So we get caught up in how or why. Why do they do this? Why are they coming for me? Why is it they say that? That's so rude. I don't understand. It made me so sad. They are not you. We want to act like because they're our family, because they're supposed to love us the most, that these are the people that, you know, shouldn't hurt us. But unfortunately, they are the people that gave us our baggage from the jump. I'm not saying all families are bad. Please understand, a family is important, but all families, unfortunately, no matter how hard they try, are going to damage us in one way or the other. Okay? We only operate on what we know at the time, and sometimes we just don't have all the information, or we're just not as experienced as we should be as a parent or whatever. So saying that to say is you cannot expect you from others. You can only control you. And let's go back to why it is that we gather in the first place. We gather, especially in this post-COVID, post-quarantine, and I don't even want to say post-COVID because I have a friend that works in the funeral home, and she talks about there's still many people dying. We don't know when it is that we're going to see our relatives next. So the important parts are seeing our relatives, loving on them, kissing new babies, celebrating new accomplishments, and that's it. Because you don't know when it's going to be the last time that you see them. That's real talk. And be thankful that, well, you know, you are alive in this space and time, right? Okay, so I do want to leave you with an affirmation, and thank you so much for that topic, because I think it's worth covering, because a lot of us, unfortunately, get into these arguments with our relatives and forget that we can just walk away, that when we argue, we are unfortunately fueling the fire, because it's not as if we didn't get our stubbornness from someone else. We absolutely did. I'm going to leave you with this affirmation that I deserve the same love and compassion that I give to others. I deserve the same love and compassion that I give to others. And remember, this is an affirmation. These are the things that we say to ourselves in order for us to begin to see them. So if you really want to work on your family member, you follow the tips, you take care of yourself, and you pray for them. That's pretty much the best advice that I can give. And remember that they do love you, even though they don't always show it. So thank you for joining me. You could have been anywhere else. And I appreciate those of you that tuned in. And I promise I'll get to them when I can. You guys have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for joining me on the Bachelor News Radio Network. Sometimes we fall.